Internet Control Station. My call sign is K2FX. That's Kilowatt 2 Foxtrot X-Ray. My name is Paul. And tonight we're coming to you live from Studio A on the K2RRA repeater system, serving Rochester, Monroe and surrounding counties, and the universe via EchoLink. We'll start, as we usually do, by taking local check-ins. That would be local Rochester and surrounding county check-ins. Once we complete our local check-ins, we will then move to any EchoLink stations that would like to join us tonight. As a reminder, when you check in, please, besides giving us your call sign, would also like your name and your location. And that's not just for my benefit, that's for the benefit of the entire net, so everybody can get to know exactly who you are. You will call my station, let up on your microphone, make sure you're not doubling with another station, and then give me your call sign. Again, when you check in, your name and your location would be greatly appreciated. At this time, those stations wishing to join the NubiNet, please call K2FX. K2FX. KC2, Mike Charlie Bravo. Name is Matt, and we're in Webster also.
K2FX. This is Kilo 2, Mike Tango Hotel, Mark in beautiful Ogden, New York.
K2FX.
This is AF2K, Irv and Webster. Need to secure at 9:30. Evening call.
K2FX.
WB2VMR, Steve in Farmington. Good evening.
K2FX. AE2EE, Dennis in Batavia, New York.
K2FX.
AC2PCD, Lennon, beautiful Fairport, New York.
K2FX. This is K2LA, Lou, in Rochester, New York.
K2FX.
K2DMG, crossbanding, named Dan in Gates.
This is Whiskey 2, Juliet Alpha Alpha, Rich and Wayne County, Walworth.
This is N2YRJ, Bob in Penfield.
K2FX.
N2MLH, Larry in Honeyoy.
K2FX. N2AWA, Jeff Victor.
N2KFE, Steve in Bushnell Basin.
This is on KC2SCZ. I'm sorry that Necatura was in the wrong frequency. I think somebody bumped into me the first time. This is KC2SEZ, Fairport, New York.
K2FX.
This is KC2QZR, Joe, North Greece.
Okay, very good, everybody. Let's hold it right there. The net welcomes and acknowledges Max KC2SPY in Webster. Good evening, Max. KC2MCB Matt, also in Webster. Nice to have you with us tonight, Matt. K2MTH Mark in Ogden. Good evening, Mark. AF2K Irv, my good buddy up in Webster as well, securing at 9:30 tonight for an HF net. WB2VMR, Steve in Farmington. Hi, Steve. Nice to have you. Alpha Echo 2, Echo Echo. Dennis in Batavia. That's a call sign I'm not familiar with, but it's great to have you here tonight, Dennis. KC2PCD, Len in Fairport. K2LKK, Lou in Rochester. K2DMG, Dan in Gates, crossbanding. W2JAA, Rich in Walworth. Nice to have you, Rich. N2MLH, Larry in Honeyoy Falls. Nice to have you tonight, Larry. N2YRJ, Bob in Penfield. N2AWA, Jeff in Victor. Hi, Jeff. N2KFE, Steve in Bushnell's Basin. KC2 Sierra Echo Zulu, I think it was, in Fairport. I didn't get a name. Please, I do need your name. The Kilo Charlie 2 station in Fairport. Please come again with your call sign and your name. Over.
SCZ, that's Sierra Charlie Zulu, and it's Donald.
This is on Kilo Charlie 2, Sierra Charlie Zulu. My name is Donald in Fairport, New York, running a mobile radio with a big bowl power supply. Do you hear me loud and clear, net controller?
Thanks for the relay, and Donald, I copy you just fine. KC2SCZ in Fairport, thank you for joining us tonight. And KC2QZR, Joe in North Greece. And I know there was more out there. We had several doubles. It also sounded like we had a female station possibly attempting to check in. Didn't get a copy on that station either. So at this time, we'll continue with local check-ins. Local check-ins only for the NewbieNet. Please call K2FX.
In Rochester. Good evening, Paul.
K2FI.
K2SI, Dwayne in Ogden.
K2FX.
This is KC2PKO Mobile Penfield.
K2FX. Kilo Charlie 2, Sierra Whiskey Zulu.
K2FX. W2BSN, Lynn in Penfield. Good evening, Paul.
KC2QLJ, Brent in Rochester. Brent, you're a little noisy. I heard you check into the Monroe County FM tonight. You were strong. You were noisy checking in here. I'm not sure why. You might be portable. K2SI, Dwayne in Ogden. Good evening, Dwayne. KC2PKO in Penfield. Sir, I need your name, if you would. Over.
Oh, my apologies. The name is Kevin, Kilo Echo Victor, India November.
Okay, very good. KC2PKO in Penfield. Good evening, Kevin. I'm not familiar with your call sign. It's great to have you here. KC2 Sierra Whiskey Zulu, I believe. That might be my Williamson station, but I don't have a name. If you could give me that, over.
Yeah, K2FX, this is Kilo Charlie 2 Sierra Whiskey Zulu, George in Williamson.
Very good. Nice to hear you tonight, my neighbor to the east, KC2 Sierra Whiskey Zulu. And Lynn, one of our veterans tonight, W2BSN in Penfield. Always great to hear you, Lynn. One last call for local check-ins before we try to pick up Echolink. If you are local Rochester or surrounding county, please call K2FX.
K2FX. This is Whiskey 2, Romeo Victor Sierra, Rust, Ontario County.
Also, welcome and acknowledge Whiskey 2, Romeo Victor Sierra. I believe you said your name is Russ. And we've got Ontario County. Nice to hear you tonight. Several new stations coming up on the NubiNet as it continues to grow. That's great to hear. All right, let's stop right there. And at this time, we will entertain check-ins from Echolink stations only. Echolink only at this time. Please call K2FX with your call sign, your name, and your location.
And it's beautiful, Albany.
K2FX. Here is W2XDF in Albany, New York, George.
W2XBS, executive producer extraordinaire of This Week in Amateur Radio, live and in person from Albany, New York. Nice to have you tonight, George. And we also had another station checking in from Albany. Beautiful Albany, I think they referred to it as, but I did not get a call sign. If you would please be so kind as to try again.
November 2, Quebec, Delta Kilowatt, N2QDK, Mike in Albany, now Gilderland, portable from Gilderland, New York.
All right, we got it that time. Thank you, Mike. N2QDK, portable. I didn't catch the location, but I take it you're suburban Albany someplace there. But got you that time. Very nice to hear you tonight, Mike. One last call for Echolink before we jump into tonight's topic. Any Echolink stations wishing to join the NubiNet tonight, please call K2FX.
K2FX. WB2KAO, Tim in Greece. Good evening.
Welcomes and acknowledges Tim, WB2KAO in Greece. Tim, are you joining us via Echolink, or are you live and in person on the repeater here?
No, I'm live and in person. When I didn't hear anybody check in via the Echolink, I just thought I'd dump my call in there. Go ahead.
Okay, very good, Tim. Wasn't sure, because I know you are Echolink capable as well. All right, thank you. And we will add KB2CHY, Brad in Rochester tonight to bump our count here. And what the heck, we have the sandbagger out there tonight too. WW2. Wait a minute, what is Phil's call? W. Oh Jesus, Brad, what is what is Phil's call? I can't remember.
Are you kidding me? Whiskey 2 Echo. And then there's a W0DAB, that's Delta Alpha Bravo, and he says he's listening.
All right, I'm just messing with you on Phil's call. I'm just trying to get him on the side tonight. All right, WW2E, Phil. He's sandbagging in Cleveland Heights, Ohio tonight via Echolink. And we have a W0DAB.
I don't know a location or name, but he is listening, so it's nice to have all of you with us tonight. That gives us a whopping 28 check-ins tonight, which is real good. And I'd like to welcome everybody and thank you so much for coming up and joining us. Tonight's topic is going to be something of interest due to an event that's happening this coming weekend. It's something we've talked a little bit about in the past, but with Field Day coming up this weekend, I thought we'd touch a little bit on that, and especially for the brand new stations that are not familiar with Field Day, this will be an attempt to educate you a little bit as to what Field Day is all about. Also let you know how you can participate and where you can participate, and also to encourage you to participate, because it is, after all, the biggest operating event of the year for any amateur radio operator. Wait. American Radio Relay League, or the ARRL. It's always held the fourth full weekend every June in 2008, and of course it will be coming up next weekend, June 28th and the 29th. Now, Field Day really encourages the use of radio equipment outside of permanent buildings and using electricity other than by conventional means, in other words, generator or battery power. And Field Day really has several purposes, and these are very, very important purposes. I want you all to take note of this, because we hit hard on this net, the purpose of amateur radio, the main purpose of amateur radio being emergency communications and emergency preparedness. Well, that ranks number one on the list of Field Day as well, emergency preparedness. Also, recruiting and training of new radio operators, perfect for NewbieNet people, and displaying amateur radio to the public, and there are several ways that we do that too. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Now, unlike other contests, Field Day is rarely a single-man operation. In fact, Field Day is frequently used to highlight to the public the virtues and utility of ham radio in emergency situations. Now, some clubs demonstrate a wide range of technologies out there, such as RDXA, including a single sideband, a voice, Morse code, and also a number of digital modes, including APRS, packet radio, as well as satellite communications. Now, first and foremost, the ARRL Field Day stresses emergency preparedness. During this exercise, entire radio clubs get involved and take Field Day very, very literally, erecting numerous radio masts and towers, each bearing several antennas in a field, parking lot, or sometimes in a major park, which is where a lot of them do operate. Most Field Day operations use generators to provide power to their ham radio transceivers. And the goal of the ARRL Field Day is simply to work or contact as many stations as possible throughout the 24-hour duration Field Day. The Field Day exchange is one's call sign along with a number of stations in simultaneous operation, followed by a letter. It'll be Alpha through Foxtrot, which is simply a designator, the method in which the stations are being powered. For example, RDXA, Rochester DX Association at Webster Park, is typically operating under 3 Alpha. You'll hear that a lot. So, again, power such as generator power, solar power, or some stations do use conventional main AC, but they are designated as such. Wait. Field Day actually began back in 1933. And today it's estimated that we have over 30,000 people who participate annually in Field Day. And I hope that several of you will be taking part this coming weekend as well. Now, we talked a little bit about displaying ham radio to the general public. What several clubs like to do is put out some literature, particularly about amateur radio or their organization, how to become involved in ham radio, a little bit about testing, information on how to contact the American Radio Relay League. And what we try to do is encourage media coverage for Field Day. Every year I write a press release for the RDXA operation, in an attempt to get as much media coverage as we possibly can. We have had, in years past, television and radio coverage. And it really is something that highlights what amateur radio is all about to the general public. And we try to convince the media of that. We really like to get as many people out there who can spread the word as possible. It's also a great showcase for government officials. Of course, the clubs get extra points for having government officials to actually attend field day. So it's always great to see that happen. And of course, it's a great training ground as well for teachers and students. So if we have people who are involved in, say, a high school or some kind of educational ham radio club, we always highly encourage and like to see those people participate too, whether they be teachers or students in that club. Wait. And what we're looking for field day is the ability to actually go out into a an area, take generator battery power, put up as many high-efficiency antennas as possible, stringing them in the trees, bringing portable masts, antennas at times will go up on flagpoles. Whatever you need to do to get your signal out is what you do. And of course, you're simulating emergency preparedness. But I want you to also understand that field day, in addition to all this, is a lot of fun. It's a blast. You go out there and have the camaraderie with the fellow ham operators. You get a chance to meet face-to-face people you haven't met in the past, to learn new operating skills. If you're a brand new operator, this is a great place for you to go. You might be maybe a brand new technician class licensee. You don't have HF privileges. However, if you come out the field day, you can do that. You can work under the supervision of a control operator. You can work what we call the GOTA station. It stands for Get On The Air. And GOTA stations, they're becoming more and more popular, and they're great extra points for the club that you happen to be operating with. There's no pressure. Everybody knows that GOTA stations are either operated by new amateur radio operators or even people that are not hams who would like to become ham operators. And we actually put them on the air and give them a chance to test their skills a little bit. Wait. Of the media last year, I thought it would be a really good idea to put together a video presentation, and so I traveled out to the Rochester DX Association site at Webster Park and ended up producing a 35-minute video or television program on field day in general. 35 minutes packed with interviews and just highlighting a lot of aspects of field day. And for those that may have not seen it, on local cable access television, we're going to have a laptop out there at field day, and it will be playing the presentation. So if anybody wants to sit down and watch it, that'll be a real good opportunity. We had planned to show it at the last RDXA meeting and had a computer glitch, and we were not able to burn it to DVD, but it is now in DVD format and will be shown out at field day. So I encourage you to come out, sit there, and watch a little bit about last year's field day as well, because we had some very, very interesting and important people out there. Wait. And this is K2FX Net Control for the Ray Pickens Memorial NubiNet continuing. This year, for the first time, you should also know that the American Radio Relay League has put together a station locator to help amateurs that are interested in amateur radio find a field-based site near them. According to the ARRL, many amateurs have been asking for something like this for many years, and they finally implemented it. So, if you're a group that would like to be part of the station locator service, it's pretty easy to get started. Just go to the Field Day Station Locator website and follow the instructions. It should be a club official or field day chairman who actually goes to the website, and once there they can click on the link for at a station and then follow the instructions at that point. This is basically a mapping program. It doesn't have a 100% complete database of park names and public site names, but it is pretty complete. I've played with it a little bit today, and it's pretty neat, so you can go in there. If you're looking for a field day site, especially those who are out on the Terra system in Albany, if you are not familiar with field day sites in your location, just log on to the ARRL, put in your location, and it'll basically come up with this mapping program with little red pinpoints of where the nearest field days are to you. So you can get out there and take part in all the action. Wait. K2FX Net Control continuing on tonight's topic of being the 2008 field day. Again, I highly encourage participation of everybody who is on the newbie net. If you've never been to a field day, this is a golden opportunity for you. And I know in years past, I have really enjoyed going to the field days at the Webster Park with Webster Park Group, which is the RDXA club. And I highly encourage you to come here. If you haven't been, then come out for the first time. At Webster Park, we're going to have a sign-in sheet strictly for the newbies. So anybody who checks into the newbie net, if you would be so kind as to come out to the campground location at RDXA and sign yourself in, and then we'll get you going operating some of the radios out there. It'll be a meetup, social time, and of course operating, a little camping going on, bring some food out with you, whatever you want to do. Bring family members, friends, anybody who may have an interest in amateur radio. That would be your opportunity to expose them to this great hobby. All right, we're going to take a quick break right here and see if anybody else would like to join the net tonight. If so, please call K2FX, your net control.
K2FX, KC2NRU, Carl Brockport.
Carl, KC2NRU in Brockport. Nice to hear you tonight, Carl. All right, everybody, that brings us to 29 check-ins on the NewbieNet, which is phenomenal. We have an all-time record check-in of 30, and we're looking to break the record tonight. So please, let's get two more check-ins tonight. I don't want to just tie the record. I want to break the record tonight, try to get 31 check-ins if we possibly can. All right, with all that information on field day that I just passed, does anybody have any questions or comments related to field day? I know that Brad is probably chomping at the bit. He wants to jump in there and tell you about his campground field day efforts. I know that RDXA gets spotlighted quite a bit here because they're one of the biggest organizations around, and they score typically in the top three in the country every year. So it's a great effort, but there are many out there, and Brad's is one of them too. So in a couple minutes, I'll allow Brad to come in here and give you the information about his field day as well. Just so you know, a little brief synopsis on some of the success rates of the Rochester DX Association field day. In 2001, they were number one in the country. And then in 2003, they were number four. In 04, they went to 2. In 05, they went to 3. And in 06, they were back at number 2 again. And I don't remember what the official results were for last year. But, of course, we're striving for number 1 again. It would be great. And the way we do that is to get as much participation as possible. Of course, we try to rotate people on the radios. If you have an interest in single sideband, or maybe you're strictly a CW operator, or maybe you want to operate and not log, or maybe you just like the computer log and listen and let somebody else do the operating. Whatever it might be, there's something for everybody out there. So we highly encourage you to go out to any field day that you choose. Brad, I'm going to save you for the end here because I'm going to let you make your announcement here during the official announcements at the end. So, Brad, just hang on to your field day information. We'll get to you. Does anybody else have any comments or questions pertaining to field day? If so, please call your net control, K2FX.
K2FX.
K2JP, good evening.
have KA2JRD, John, a little noisy tonight in Webster, but we have you in there. Thank you, John. That's number 30. Who was the other station?
KA2PKO. Just a little fill for you. Last year, RDXA was number 12 nationwide and number 23 Alpha.
Okay, very good. 12 nationwide and 23 Alpha. Okay, very good. So they were 23 Alpha again, as in 06. I appreciate the info. I was out there, I should know that, but I didn't have the statistics, and they're actually not on their website either. They only go to 06. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. So we need to push for number one this year. Anybody else have comments or questions? I know that Field Day is a big event. It's one of the biggest, or it is the biggest in the country for amateur radio operators, and there's bound to be some questions out there, especially from the new people. So this is your opportunity. Anything you'd like to know, any questions you have, please call Met Control.
K2FX, WW2E.
K2FX, AE2EE, comments.
All right. Alpha Echo 2 Echo Echo with comments in Batavia, Dennis. And our resident sandbagger, who's not a sandbagger tonight. That's excellent. Phil, WW2E. You were first, sir, via Echo Link. Your comments.
Well, good evening, Paul, and everybody here on the Newbie Net. Great to hear you. And greetings from Cleveland Heights, Ohio. I just wanted to make sure you remembered my call. It's WW2E. Oh, man. So, hope everybody is well. I've been chatting with Brad here down in the text box on Echo Link, and he's trying to talk me into coming in for Field Day, but somebody's going to have to tell me where the beer is going to be. And, you know, maybe there'll be a halftime show or something like that, and I'll make the trip. Back to net, and it's good to hear you, Paul. WW2E, Cleveland Heights.
Okay, Phil, wait one here. Make sure to give these systems a chance to reset. Well, very good. WW2E, I was messing with Brad more than anything. Of course, I remember your call sign, Phil, but I was digging at Brad earlier today. We would love to have you come to Field Day, and I can promise you there will be plenty of 807s. For those of you who don't know the 807 designation, there's a tube that's actually shaped like a beer bottle, and it was designated the 807 tube. So anytime you hear an amateur radio operator talking about getting together for an 807, now you know what it means. And Phil, I can promise you that at Webster Park, the RDXA event, there will be plenty of 807s, and I would be happy to share one with you. But I don't know which Field Day site you're going to. Brad's probably going to twist your arm to go to the campsite, too. So you're either going to have to make a choice, or you're going to have to go to both. And I'm not sure what you want to do, Phil. What do you think about that? Go ahead.
I don't know. You know, it's a long drive to Rochester, but it might behoove me to make the trip. I remember last year I had a very interesting Field Day night. I got together with Brent. Let's see, KC2QLJ. And we're talking on the local repeater at about midnight, and we got like this spontaneous idea to go to field day, so we got there about 1:30 in the morning out in Webster Park, and it was pretty nice. So that's RDXA, I guess. They put on a very complete field day, real professional, pretty cool, well worth anybody stopping out to see. So, and of course, if we're talking beer, you know, yeah, I'll have to give it a lot of serious thought. As for Brad, I see in the text all he's offering me is like some kind of Weigel's hot dog or something, so that just isn't going to do. Back to net, K2FX in the group, WW2E.
Connected, W2XBS.
Well said.
And welcome to the net. As long as you've been around in amateur radio, I would have thought we would have crossed paths by now, but yours is not a call sign I'm familiar with. Maybe we'll run into you out at the Batavia Hanfest coming up, which we will talk about here in just a little bit. And by the way, I meant to mention this before. For those stations that are only in listen mode only, and there are probably several, or maybe you're listening via a scanner, you're considering becoming a radio amateur operator, and you're enjoying our discussions here, you can fast blast me here. My email is always running. It's usafpilot@rochester.rr.com. Maybe you have a question you'd like us to pose on the NewbieNet, but can't get in, obviously. So go ahead and email me at USAF, that's Uniform Sierra Alpha Foxtrot, just as in United States Air Force Pilot, at rochester.rr.com. Fast blast that over, and as soon as I see it, we'll make sure and read your questions or comments. All right, it's 10:05. We are continuing with the Ray Pickens Memorial NewbieNet tonight. We're still holding firm at 30 check-ins. I'm pleading with you. I need one more. We want to break the record tonight at 31. We need one more check-in. Anybody, anywhere is welcome to check-in tonight. Okay, anybody else with comments or questions or check-ins, please call K2FX.
Yeah, this is KC2SCZ. I got a question there, net controller.
All right, KC2SCZ. That's Donald out in Fairport. Donald, what is your question?
Yeah, I was wondering, can technicians join the FTIS we have reset a mobile radio with a marine battery and a magnetic antenna? Can we push the tape with the field day there?
Yes, Donald, you certainly can. You would be operating off of battery power and a mobile radio. That's perfectly fine. And if you want to do that, I highly encourage it. But I would encourage you even more, Donald, to come out to one of the field day locations and maybe get involved in more than just VHF operation. If you come out, you can work HF radio. You can maybe work some of the digital modes, satellite operation, maybe some microwave, whatever you want to do. There will be people out there who can help you with that. The GOTA station that we talked about, it's called Get On The Air, is ideal for people like yourself who are fairly new in amateur radio and want to learn a little bit more about HF operation. So to answer your question, yes, you can do that, but I would also encourage you to come out and be part of one of the bigger teams and get yourself some valuable education out there. Donald, go ahead.
Yeah, because I was wondering, I was Brad Whitney, I was wondering the Rochester Repair Association would do a field day, because I could join in for our group there. And also, I'm a member of the Handy Hands organization, so I'm kind of aware about emergency procedures. Also, I'm a member of the International Radio Support Coalition on Echolink, and also worldwide. We do things as Echolink, but right now my Echolink is down and that type of stuff, so I'm just kind of interested in getting to on the field day, because I can have a little stain or something like that. Then I can help youngsters out understand ham radio.
Okay, Donald, very good. Well, that's great. I appreciate the information tonight here on the net. And I have heard your station in the past when you did not have a very good signal into the repeater. And I am happy to tell you tonight that you sound perfectly fine into the repeater. Very, very good signal. 100% copy tonight with no noise on your signal. It sounds great. So yes, if you are interested in going out to Brad's KB2CHY's field day, or whether it be there or Webster Park, we'd like to have a heat in place. It would be great. So I highly encourage that. Donald, do you have anything else to add to the net tonight before we move on? Go ahead.
Okay. and my push button's not working correctly because the push had changed the frequencies on me and everything, so it's not working right. And I need a manual for that. I can't find one. And also, Brad, if you listen there, I wonder if you can email me directions to Restburg Park and so forth, and I'd like to be there with our club. Now, this is KC2SCZ. My email address there is KC2SCZ@AORL.net.
Okay, Donald, very good. Thank you. Appreciate that. Brad, if you would like to email Donald, you can do that. He addressed that to you. If not, I would be more than happy to send him information, his call sign at AORL.net regarding the Webster Park field day. Whatever you wish to do there, Brad. Okay. Is that a yes? You want to email him, or would you like me to do it?
It doesn't matter. If you want to send it out, it's fine.
Okay. All right. Either way, excuse me, Donald, you will get an email from one of us here regarding directions to field day. And again, thank you for coming up tonight. Okay, does anybody else have comments or questions, maybe any personal experiences they'd like to share about field day, whatever it might be, please call your net control station. This is K2FX.
K2FX, AE2EE, comment.
AE2EE, go right ahead, Dennis.
Roger. I am the trustee for the Graham W2RCX repeater that will be here for anyone during the Hamfest in July. Just wanted to make a note of that. Also, we will be running exams. I'll be doing the exams. I'm sorry to do that now, but I have to leave. I've got grandchildren here, so I got to go see them before they go to bed. And I thank you very much for letting me pop in there, and we'll be talking to you again. AE2EE.
Okay, Dennis, thank you very much for the information. I'll make sure to have that to my announcement here. I've been plugging the Batavia Hamfest here for some time, but I'll make sure and add that particular information at the end of the evening here as well. Thank you for that. Have a great night and enjoy the grandkids. We'll talk to you again soon. All right, still looking for one more check-in. I know we're pleading tonight. We're begging, but we're at number 30. We're looking for number 31. We just need one more station anywhere tonight, and you'll make this all worthwhile for me. It already is worthwhile, but you'll make it really worthwhile if we can break our check-in record tonight. All right, let's see. Let's see if Steve is in there. I'm going to pick on Steve tonight, N2KFE. Steve in Bushnell's Basin. Steve is a guy that wants to make sure that I leave plenty of time to ask questions, so I'm doing that tonight. Steve, do you have any particular questions for field day or any comments? You're a firefighter, as I am, and you've been in amateur radio for a while. Maybe you've got some field day experiences. Anything you... you care to share with the net tonight, Steve?
Do you ask me?
And two cutie kids comment.
Connected. DE3PFM.
Checking in for moral support.
There's number 31.
Yes, okay. All right, Steve has no comment tonight. That's unusual for Steve. Either that or I didn't give him a chance to get to the mic yet. We had a couple others in there. I had N2QDK with a comment. Mike, we'll get to you in a second. And I did not get the suffix of the Victor Echo 3 station. Brad, can you give me that?
Yes, I can. That's VE3PFM. Don't have a name for... Oh, yes, his name is Phil. Obviously, he's in Canada. And the W0DAB is David in Manhattan, New York.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, well, that completes the log for me then. W0DAB Dave in Manhattan. And VE3 Papa Foxtrot Mike Phil up there in Ontario, Canada, someplace. Thank you so much for coming up, Phil. You are number 31, and we break our old record. Very good. Okay, Mike, N2QDK, sir, you had comments tonight. Go right ahead.
Paul, good evening, Ned. I just wanted to pass along over here on the Albany-Troy Schenectady side of life here that the Terra Field Day operations over in Rear Park up in Troy that's happening again this year next weekend. It's a great time. I'm usually over there. I actually am going to be trying my hand at a single op operation up in the Adirondacks. But with all the talk of the camaraderie and all that, I'm really starting to regret my decision a little bit. Running single op for field day, it doesn't seem right, but I figured I got to give it one shot. My wife is expecting, and this is probably going to be my last field day, maybe for a couple of years, until the kid gets a little older. But I want to try single op for once while I can. But yeah, the Terra operations, the Troy Amateur Radio Club up in Freer Park, in Troy. Directions to the site are on n2ty.org, November2tangoyankee.org is their website. There's a link for field day right there. Good job tonight, Paul, and hopefully catch some 807s with you further down the log. I'm going to be back that way over July 4th. Maybe we can catch it up back to net. N2QD, Delphi.
Additional check-ins.
Okay, very good, Mike. Thank you for the great comments. Appreciate that. And yeah, I think you're going to be kind of busy here for the next couple of years, and field day might be out of the picture. But it's great to hear you coming to the Rochester area on July 4th. We'd love to crank open a couple of 807s with you, and as time gets closer, email me. You've got the address, usafpilot@rochester.rr.com, and we will make that happen. Okay, I believe there was an additional check-in, and then I've got some email to read that just came in here. Additional check-ins, please call K2FX.
This is Kilo Bravo 2, Kilo Foxtrot Victor, that's KB2KFZ, Green Island, Albany County, New York, member of Terra. And good evening to you. And there's another station right behind me. If you want to let him check in also. Go ahead, Billy.
Connected, WW2E.
Bravo 2, Victor, Quebec Tango, North Troy, New York. Don't know what I'm checking into, but checking in for moral support.
Gentlemen, very good. Well, I've got KB2KFV in Albany County. I missed your name. If you would please give me your name, sir. Over. Whose name is Bill. I got suffix of Victor Quebec Tango, but I missed the prefix due to another Echo Link ID or that wiped it out. The station ending in VQT, if you could please come back to us and tell us the prefix of your call sign and give us your location. Over.